This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Two things to start this next segment. First, high housing costs and low inventory, the through line of the American housing market for a good long while now, are a global issue as well, including over in the UK. According to the most recent in an annual data set from the British government, in 2023, full-time workers over there would have to have spent 8.3 times their annual earnings to be able to buy a home. That is double what it was in 2000. So that's item one. Item two is the computer game The Sims. Originally released in 2000, the game where you create and control digital people and, among other things, build houses for them free of costs and other reality-based constraints. Here's today's installment of our series, Adventures in Housing.
My name's Elle Hunt. I live in Norwich, England. And a few months after I put in an offer on my first flat, I started playing The Sims. I hadn't played it since 2000 when I was 8 years old, and it was a real kind of sight of nostalgia for me. I was always very focused on the home ownership aspect of it. I would use cheat codes to give me limitless funds and create sort of gargantuan palaces. And there's a lot of attention paid to the interior design, the decor. And if I couldn't afford it, I'd just give myself more money. The Sims had really kind of seeded that desire for home ownership in me at a young age. And what it represented, the stability, the sense of that you could create a dwelling that really reflected your whole being. And I'd spent the interim, 20 plus years walking away from that dream a bit. And here I was back again. I felt quite wistful for the hopes and feelings that I had as a child of what adulthood would be like. I also was reflecting on how different it had been. And how much harder. It was only when I was in university, I think, or about to graduate, that I realized how bad the housing market was headed. And since then, it's pretty steadily gotten worse, no matter where I've lived. Returning to The Sims, being kind of reminded of all of that childhood optimism I had, or just not even optimism, the sense that if I worked hard by 30, I would be able to have a house where I could knock down a wall. That has not been a guarantee. I moved in about 6 weeks ago. When I got the keys, it sort of hit me how with that freedom also comes a lot of choices and a lot of bills. And you do have to afford it within the reality of your income. It is not as easy as The Sims made it out to be by, clicking a wall. Don't like that color. Click again. Oh, you're out of money? We can fix that. There are no cheat codes in real life. Looking back on my past 8-year-old self playing The Sims, making her kind of McMansions in the suburbs, I think she would have anticipated that I would have maybe had a bigger house and maybe in London, to be honest, at the age of 33 and where I'm at in my career. But I can also see, looking back, like I made choices that I were within reach that I could afford, and I'm very happy with where I've ended up.
Elle Hunt, happy in her flat in Norwich, England. Housing is indeed a global story, so tell us your adventure, would you, wherever you live. You can do it at marketplace.org.